from KQED.
With the celebratory dust settled from Monday's presidential inauguration, the Obama administration turns to the work of transforming all that lofty rhetoric into actual policy. The deficit, immigration, gun control, they're all on the front burner. Thursday, California Senator Dianne Feinstein unveiled legislation to ban military-style rifles and large ammunition clips.
Only if you stand up, if America rises up, if people care enough to call every member of the House and every member of the Senate and say, we have had enough. These weapons do not belong on the streets of our towns, our cities, in our schools, in our malls, in our workplaces, in our movie theaters. Enough is enough. We can win this.
What will it take to get that passed, and what role will California's congressional delegation play on that and other issues? Well, those are the kinds of questions the University of California's Washington Center in D.C. asks. I spoke with the center's Mark Sandelow about the state's clout in Congress.
California's clout is based on who's in power. They got 38 Democratic members in Congress, which I believe is twice as much as any other state. Californians are Democrats. So while Republicans control the House of Representatives, they're simply not as powerful. There clearly are some Republicans who have clout. Kevin McCarthy is the whip. He's the number three guy in the House. So there are some Californians with importance. But for California to express its clout in Congress, Democrats need to win the majority.
And that may or may not happen in a couple of years. If it were to happen, I mean, obviously Nancy Pelosi would become Speaker. But as minority leader, you know, there have been two big votes in the last couple of weeks, one on Sandy storm relief and the other on avoiding this fiscal cliff. Both had a majority of Democrat votes. What does that do to, you know, Nancy Pelosi's clout, if anything?
Every time Nancy Pelosi keeps her Democratic Party together, even in the minority, it forces Republicans to do things they might not otherwise want to do. For example, with the aid for the hurricane relief, there are a lot of Republicans who simply didn't want to vote to increase aid for anything. They don't want to spend money. So as John Boehner convinces them, look, I need some of your votes. If Pelosi can keep all of her Democrats in line, she can force more Republicans to do things they don't want to do.
Big issue in this Congress is going to be gun control. Senator Feinstein this week introducing legislation, another assault weapons ban, reducing the size of ammunition clips and so on. How heavy a lift is that going to be politically, and how much power clout does Dianne Feinstein have to get that done?
It's surprising to people outside California how difficult gun control is, because these measures would be no-brainers for the most part in the state of California. This was very difficult for Feinstein back in 1994 when she passed it, and some blame her for having Democrats losing the House the following year because of it. It's a huge lift. It's not difficult for urban Democrats and West Coast Democrats, folks, you know, whether they're from Los Angeles or New York, to vote in favor of gun control. It's a different story if you're a Democrat representing a rural district in North Carolina.
On the other hand, you've got Mike Thompson, who represents the northern part of California, the North Coast. He's been leading the charge, helping to lead the charge on gun control, but I guess he's in a safe district, so you know, he doesn't have to worry about casting a tough vote.
Mike Thompson is a Purple Heart winner in Vietnam. He owns guns. He goes hunting. There are an awful lot of people, say in the Bay Area, who'd call him a gun nut. There are people in his district, which extends, you know, past Napa, who just call him a sportsman. The NRA calls him an enemy. They actually gave him an F rating. And the reason is because while he is adamant in protecting the Second Amendment right to bear arms, he's against assault weapons. And if Obama can put people like Mike Thompson forward, Democrats will do very well on this issue.
Another big issue coming up in this Congress, immigration reform. And there's a big expectation that the Republicans are going to come to the table on this. What's at stake in California if immigration reform gets done in a comprehensive way with some sort of path to ultimate citizenship? What difference would it make for California?
California has far more immigrants than any place else, and an awful lot of them are having snuck across the border, don't have documents, and if there is a path towards citizenship, no state will have more immigrants applying for citizenship than California. So it could make an enormous difference. And, you know, this is – Republicans look at this. They look at what happened in California almost a generation ago now, where Pete Wilson, to save his political career, demonized the Mexicans. They keep coming across the border. It worked in the short term, and Democrats have done outstandingly well in California ever since. There is great fear across the nation among Republicans that if they continue to demonize immigrants, they're going to pay the same price.
Mark, the president is going to have a lot of vacancies to fill in his cabinet and throughout government. Who are some of the prominent Californians being mentioned as potential appointments?
The one name everyone talks about is Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. There's an opening in transportation. People expect that Ray LaHood will be retiring. So there's talk that he could do that. You know, when Clinton was president, they talked about how he was essentially, like his other job was governor of California. He loved coming to the Bay Area. He came out to California something like every other month for his presidency. You don't feel the same love from Obama. You know, Obama started his undergraduate career in Southern California. So he has roots to California, and he has loved trips to California during the campaign because California gave millions and millions of dollars to him. But now that he doesn't have to run for re-election, I'm not sure the connection is as close to California as it has been in other Democratic presidencies.
That's Mark Sandelow. He's Associate Academic Director for the University of California's Washington Center. I spoke with him this week in D.C.